Very good afternoon to the chair and to all of the participants here. I am Riyadur Rahman, Executive Engineer, Joint Reports Commission from Bangladesh. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to answer these questions. Basically, you know, Bangladesh is a riverine country. There are more than 400 rivers in Bangladesh, of which 57 rivers are transboundary rivers. 54 are common with India, and 3 are common with Myanmar. And this is a big challenge to manage this water from these transboundary rivers, because the only the 7% of the catchment area lies within our country, and 93% lies outside of our country. So huge amount of water, and we have to manage it especially during the rainy season or during the wet season. And again, there is a scarcity of water during the dry season. Bangladesh, in a nutshell, if I want to say that Bangladesh is the lowermost riverine country of the three big Himalayas rivers, namely the Ganges, the Brahmaputra, and the Meghna. As the time is constant, I have to finish in short time, so I'm finishing my comments. I now especially want to describe the transboundary water cooperation in case of the Ganges River only. Nearly 80% of the Ganges river basin is within India, and the rest is in Nepal, China, and Bangladesh. Only 20%. Total 100% among the 80% is within India, and 20% in Nepal, China, and Bangladesh. The Joint Reports Commission was formed in 1972 by Bangladesh and India. Since then, numerous meetings have been held between the two countries over the years, and information has been exchanged. It's a long time. After a long time, the Ganges Watersharing Treaty was signed by India and Bangladesh in 1996. The Treaty of Water Sharing of Ganges was the culmination of decades of negotiation. It's a long meeting, series of meetings were held. Now, the topic, mobilization of financial resources for the transboundary water cooperation and water management in Bangladesh. I am describing the issue. I want to mention that so far we haven't implemented any physical infrastructure combinedly with the co-riparian countries of these rivers, considering the transboundary water. But data exchange, sharing of water of common rivers, we do these things in the field of transboundary water cooperation and water management. For example, to implement the Ganges Water Sharing Treaty 1996, we have to conduct joint observation by India and Bangladesh. And there is a financial involvement every year from 1st January to 31st May. And we have to arrange 3 regular meetings every year with India regarding this issue to implement the sharing treaty. So we have to cost in this regard for meeting and joint observation study. Bangladesh government bears this cost from its own money. We have a structure in the government to manage this financial arrangement. First step is we send our demand to our government. This is called the budget. Second step, the Ministry of Finance approves it. Third step, money is allocated to our Ministry of Water Resources. And then we spend this money. Finally, we submit our expenditure account to the Ministry of Finance. Money is spent in this way in the field of transboundary water cooperation in our country. And we have some plan to make combined infrastructure considering the transboundary water If in future we take any joint structure project with co-repayment country, we'll apply to donor agency to contribute it, certainly. And I have learned many things from this workshop. This certainly this will help me to take decision. We are considering joint, suppose, and for example, we are considering joint hydropower project in Nepal. And if there will be any progress in this issue, then financial support would be required. Then we will search for donor and apply to them. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr.